Bonnie Faith, and you are now tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
This is CJ Sway, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
This is Perry, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
Hey, this is Kula Von Seal, also known as Queen Kong, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live. Come get some, baby.
What's up, everyone? What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life After Dusk Live with your boy, Ceddie J. My girl, Nate Seduction. She's about to check in a moment. But it's yet another beautiful hump day after dusk here on the show. Glad to have you all yet through another episode during this whole quarantine. Again, we're going to always make sure we're bringing the fun, the funny, and everything in between to help you get through this. So definitely appreciate everybody that's tuned in, whether you listen to the show live or you listen to the show archive. We really appreciate it. But nonetheless, man, we got definitely a great show for you today. No guests today, but we do have a lot of great segments. We're going to be doing, of course, Pickers of the Week, where I recognize some of the worst or dumbest people or groups of people over the past week. Nate does something called Seduction 101, where we have a grab bag of topics that she covers, anything from life, love, sex, and more. And then we've even introduced a new segment as of the entire anniversary. This is what we did on the 11th anniversary show called Reminisce that we throw into there. And that's where we share some of our favorite moments from the show throughout the year. So definitely we'll share it. We will have a moment. We will each have a reminisce moment of for today's show. So we're going to open the mic. I see my co-host with the Moses is in the building. What's up, Nate?
What's good? What's good?
Nothing much. What's up? How you doing, Queen?
Wonderful.
Good. I'm glad to hear it. So, yeah, so how's everything been with you?
I mean, same old, same old. Can't really do too much with the whole shutdown and everything.
I know. It's like, we just get through. We get through it the way we can, man. It's out of hand. Right. Like you said, we get through it the way we can. So, yeah. So, I want to say some stuff for later on the show, so I'm not even going to bring up a certain thing yet. So I will let you do that during Seduction 101. Yes. So y'all got that's what we call a radio tease. Yes, y'all already have something to look forward to for Seduction 101, everybody. But yeah, so there's some stuff I'm going to allow you to definitely take the stand and talk about. I know, man, you got a lot. So I figure, make sure that's what I wanted this. A very long segment today, allow you to chop up about a lot of things you got coming, you got that's been happening, and then of course whatever your topic is for the day. So yeah, I'm gonna leave it to that. But other than that, man, shoot, it's been crazy, man. Just like again, every week it's always a level of unpredictability during this quarantine. But hell, we all get through it, and everybody just support each other, man. We'll definitely get through it. But I do say this, be very productive with your time. It's all right to have some fun, but also in the midst of having fun, find ways to be productive, because this period is kind of giving things time to slow down a little bit so that you can catch up and get to where you need to get to. So that when things feed back up, you already are prepared and you're ready to hit the ground moving. So utilize that to your advantage. Do not waste your time. Take advantage of this. If you're a business or you're a brand of any sort, there is no reason you shouldn't be utilizing the time to help to, improve your marketing skills, improve your product, whatever. Take the time to do so.
All right.
All right, so yeah, man. What we're going to do, we'll go ahead and go into a song break. And we come out from the song break, we will chop it up some more here on Life of the Dust Live with your boy, Ceddie J, and your girl, Nate Seduction. Oh, by the way, everybody, Seduction 101 is first. She didn't see that coming. So, yeah, here we go. We'll be back after this, everybody.
Whoa, I'm about to pull up at your crib in the big body. Got a gold man, I'm on me, about to catch a body. Mommy, if I go down on your body, promise that you won't tell nobody. Don't tell nobody. Daddy left your home alone, now you a homebody. Now you sneaking every single freaking week and getting naughty. Got you screaming through the walls, had a neighbor calling the law. Like they heard a nigga kill somebody. I'm about to do a drive-by, leave your clip wet. Let me put the tip in, get my dick wet. Red bone, take the top out like a Ferrari. Now I'm sucking on that body like an infant. Bring your body burning hot like incense. Got my body all over your body in a deep sweat. Fucking to that pretty Ricky in the key sweat. Sweating fucking at them curls, deep sweat.
Welcome back, everybody, to Life of the Dust Live. Your boy, Seti J. That's a new track by Pretty Ricky called Body, right here on Life of the Dust Live. Shout out to Vertigo. If you are a DJ and you're not part of Vertigo Library, you are fucking up. Yes, I use the term fucking up. You're fucking up. because they keep you up to date with the newest music and keep and make sure that you ain't looking at you out here looking corny. So make sure that you go there, sign up. It's free for DJs, artists. Make sure that you sign up, as there's ways for you to be able to market yourself to people all over the country and all over the world. You're not, if you're not being a part of movement, then you're a step behind. Nonetheless, it's time for Seduction 101. You like how I kind of set that up, Nate? You like how the music break set that up today?
I see. Mm-hmm. Yes, definitely.
So what's for us today on Seduction 101?
Okay, well, I have dropped a new video out to that particular song, Body, today on Instagram and Facebook and Snapchat or whatever. So y'all can go see the video on either my page, NAYY_seduction, if you don't know how to spell seduction, you're too young for social media.
And you're too young for that video.
Nah, for real. For real, for real. Or y'all can go see it on Pretty, on one of the band members from Pretty Ricky, Baby Blue page. Y'all can go see it on Deep Dimples page, my sister. Betty posted it. Y'all can go see it on his pages. It's like everywhere except for YouTube. I ain't put it on YouTube yet. I will soon, though, probably tomorrow. But y'all go check it out. Y'all tell me what y'all think about the video. Betty, what you think about the video?
What does Sadie think about the video?
Yeah,
oh man, I expect nothing less of the greatness when I look at a Nate Seduction video. Nate always delivers, and I'm not just saying that because that's the homie. I'm saying that because, bruh, time after time, you give us greatness. Here's why I like the twist on this one versus anyone. You add a new element to it, which you had someone involved in the video with you. Pretty much all the other ones, you've been by yourself in it. So it kind of, that extra element of, whoa, okay, hold up. And this is what I always love about your videos. Like, even before I got the track from Vertigo, I always find out a lot of new music from Nay's videos. I find out a lot of new music. She puts me up on, or she'll put a song you ain't necessarily heard in a while that wasn't necessarily a radio hit, but was definitely still a good song. She'll do that to you every time. And yeah, Nay, I was thoroughly impressed. I was like, ooh, y'all revenue trying to. I was like, that minute not long enough, Lord. Let it go a little bit. That's another 60 seconds longer. So, yeah. So, that was a dope video. Especially being trapped in this quarantine. That was definitely some magic to see. And I want to say, I got a question for you. Like, what were your thoughts when you saw? Because I saw, kind of like leading to where my question is. So, Nay, you had asked a question to everybody to make sure we tag Pretty Ricky on the post. Now, as I was even getting ready to go do that, crazy enough, Baby Blue was already posting it on his page and everything. So, like, how did it feel to see that it just naturally happened?
Well, this is how he posted. So, I actually sent the video to his DM. Many celebrities don't even respond to DMs, like, or whatever. I instantly sent it. After I posted it, I shared it to his DM or whatever. And then he was like, you know, he said he was going to post it or whatever. Like, he instantly responded, though. Like, it didn't even take 5 minutes for him to respond. It took less than 5 minutes for him to respond to my message or whatever like that. And he instantly posted it on his page or whatever like that. And it did surprise me that he responded, though. Like, and he responded that quick, how quick he responded. Because I didn't even tag Pretty Ricky or nobody in the video.
Here's something. Speaking of, this isn't. I'm not gonna kind of this is my reminisce thought, but I'm actually like back like some years ago, on the show. I was on. I was actually one of my friend's shows on here. She actually had Pretty Ricky on the show, so that was a crazy show that I was involved with. That was funny. So it's ironic that this is it's coming back full circle.
Yeah, it was dope.
I love it.
It was definitely dope for him to repost it on his Instagram or whatever to show recognition, and he did love.
Yeah, that could, he can. I mean, yeah, like the fact they actually posted it on the page was a big move. Like that was mad love. There was no other video, and what makes it stand out, there was no other video. Hell, you had some people making almost thinking that it was a real. Like, it was a video that, like, they helped shoot. I was reading some of the comments over there. Some people, man, they was in their little feelings. Like, some dude, he used it as an opportunity to promote. It was like, oh, make sure that you, he said, oh, man, y'all should have had what's called this video. And I wanted to go, she made the video herself. What the hell is that about?
Exactly. I made it myself. They thinking like they asked me to do that video. No, I made it myself. Like I
Which
actually
like,
got this video shot while I was in Atlanta.
Yeah, not even knowing this is gonna happen. That's what's
right.
Crazy.
Exactly.
Cause you never know me. Hell, we make video all the time and you don't necessarily artists going just necessarily hell, they might acknowledge and comment or whatnot or like your page, but to go as far as to actually put it on their page, and they didn't just dry ass put it on his page. He actually took the time out to put a caption up.
Yeah. He, you know, put the caption or whatever like that. And he reposted it on his page or whatever. Like, he liked the video.
Yeah,
like,
I was like, hell
like,
yeah, that's a great move.
He reposted it on his Instagram if he didn't like the video. I'm just
yeah,
saying.
There was no reason. And if it wasn't good, if it wasn't, and if and not even if he didn't like it, but if he didn't feel like it was going to be a good video, like it was like people saw it. Like, I'm reading some of these comments. Some of these people was, they was celebrating.
Right.
And we ain't just talking about women. I mean, men. We talking about it's women in the comments going, "Whoa!"
Right, exactly.
So yeah, so that shit was sick. I'm like, okay, look at that. Shout out to that. Get that. Make them put some respect on your name.
Period. And one thing about me, I'm gonna market myself. I'm gonna make sure I get the proper recognition. And celebrities, they'll probably see somebody video today's song on a floor page or whatever like that and repost it and don't tag the person. But he actually made sure that he tagged our names in the video.
Right. That's just mad love right there. So, okay, so actually... Yeah, like people, and make sure again, if y'all missed the video, go check it out on her page. You will not, I'm telling you, thank me later. Thank me later.
It was so crazy that day, like shooting the video. Like, I was like, I'm gonna start doing behind the scenes of the whole day when I shoot videos at this point because people think it's
so fucking easy.
The whole day, like behind the scenes of the whole day because. It's some stuff like when I shot my seduction video in Miami to Usher's song Seduction, bro. That them motherfucking waves on that motherfucking beach, bro. I thought I almost slipped and fell in the beach, bro. And my whole face, my whole makeup would have my whole makeup would have came off, bro. That was so crazy. Like, it'd be crazy stuff happening behind the scenes. Like, when we shot the video in Atlanta to the body phone. The appointment was supposed to be at 10 a.m. My makeup appointment was going to be at 1. It was going to shoot the video at 4. So, so it already took a while for them to bring our car because we had valeted our car when we stayed at our condo downtown. So they was backed up on bringing people cars. So that took longer than what it had should have taken. So we was almost, we were probably like 4 minutes late to her makeup appointment because the whole ballet thing. And then when we trying to park or whatever, at her makeup appointment, we got in a car accident, like where somebody had hit our car.
Damn.
They hit our rental. So then it's like we got to, because they really messed up the car really bad, really, really bad. But it was still drivable, though. So this happened. This pushed us even more behind because her makeup appointment was for the police to the scene or whatever. The police take 45 minutes to an hour to pull up the accident. So that pushed us way behind waiting on the damn police to come. And then the police pull up. Like, y'all see the hazards on. Y'all see us, like, in the middle of the street. Why you go pull up and ask, do we still need your assistance? Duh, motherfuckers, the hazard lights on. What you think? We in the middle of the street. Duh, we need your assistance, nigga. So, that was crazy. Then she still, you know, the makeup artist still allowed her to get her makeup done, even though we was hella late for the appointment to the accident, and we was right outside of the makeup shop for her to get her makeup done. It happened right outside the makeup salon, which was crazy. Whatever, we was just about to park and go in, and we get hit, or whatever. So that was crazy. So that, like, really, that was crazy. That was the craziest day with that whole accident. That kind of threw the day off. But we still, you know, got everything done. I was still on time to my makeup appointment. We still got the video done or whatever. It kind of pushed us a little behind because we still, she's a hairstylist as well. So she still had to curl both of our hair. So that took like an hour. So it's like, if that accident wouldn't have happened, we would have had enough time to, you know, do everything accordingly. So that's why I said we need to start doing a behind the scenes for the whole day when it comes to these shooting videos and photo shoots, because there'd be some crazy stuff happening.
Now here's a question I got for you. Like, how do you know what songs you gonna, how do you come up with songs you gonna pick? And two, how did you know, what made you pick this song for this particular video?
What made me pick that song is because I've always been a fan of Pretty Ricky since, like, damn that elementary going to middle school. When they had the Love Like Honey, the late night special, they had the Grind With Me. You know, late night special was definitely, like, one of my favorite songs. They're Up and Down. Saying that's Mother Number. So I always, you know, been a fan of Pretty Ricky. Then they came out with that new hit. I'm like, okay, I definitely got to use this song for my next video. Like, this is the song. Because at first, before they came out with that song, it was another song that I was going to use. But I'm like, I'm going to go ahead and use this Pretty Ricky song because, like, damn, they ain't came out with a song in a minute. So, and this song is a hit. So that's how that came about.
Yeah, but so, like, how do you, so, like, was going to my first question for you, how do you know, how do you come up with the songs you pick? Like, how do you, because, like, a lot of times, like I was saying, like, a lot of times I get, I find out about music through some of your videos sometimes.
I just feel like I pick the song that I think is fire at the time to me, like the song that, you know, I be vibing with, like, damn. I'm fucking with the song right now. Like, I'm going to have to shoot a video to this song. Just like when Jam came out, when I heard Jam, I'm like, oh, yeah.
Man.
I gotta, I got to do a video to this song. So it'd be like that.
That song, tell you hear that song, it get. I mean, I watch the effect that song has on people. Oh my! I mean, I'm not even gonna lie, people. I've had a lot of sex with that song. Thank you. That song has been part of the soundtrack of a lot of sex with me.
That's pretty much, no further questions.
But yeah, again, the video was dope, and yeah, you picked a great song, and again, congratulations in seeing that, you know, the artists really are paying attention and showing love, because hell, you got to do better, because now it's on a bigger scale. It's not just the artists and wherever, they're all loving hip-hop, all this stuff is like, they're currently on tour. Everything is like falling into place, and it's like really
right. And this is why I feel like I'm in my prime right now. I'm almost to where I want to be in life. I'm not exactly where I want to be, but I know that I'm on the verge of being there. Because I came very far when it comes to modeling. Like every video that I put out now is like, it sets the motherfucking tone, period. Like, every video that you put out has to outdo the previous video that you put out. So it's almost like being an artist, like, but I'm a model. And I want my craft to be great. So after I do this, my next video will be 10 times better than that one, whether if I do it by myself or whether if I do it with somebody else. Or whatever.
Yeah, I like the wrinkle you threw in there, having somebody else in the video. It's like, oh, okay. And like, yeah, it's just again, like, it was just great. Like, it was great. It was a great ass video.
I ain't gonna put nobody
on blast, but I had a whole chick, you know, who I already was like, ooh, damn, that's, you know, she was already showing you love. She saw the pictures of you and stuff. But yeah, I sent her the video earlier. I sent her the video. I would make sure I quote her accordingly what she said. She said, let me look. Yeah, she on it for sure. Yeah, she was definitely felt that video. Maybe. That's the funny thing. Like, people be thinking it'd be like, it'd just be mad dudes that be like, be on Nae's page hard. Man, it'd be females going hard on her page too. She'd be having females come out the wood. They'd be coming out the woodwork to say what they gotta say. We've even had guests on the show come out and say something like, whoa.
What did he say? I don't remember what he said.
You said what?
I said, what
did
he say? I don't remember what he said.
No, it was a guest. I'll say it was a guest on the show that said something.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, yeah.
I ain't going to bring up no names, but you know the guest. Because if I tell you who it is, I'm going to text you. I tell you, your eyes gonna start rolling.
Who?
I'm texting you right now.
Cause I don't even know who you're talking about.
You already know who I'm talking about. I just text you right now. Y'all see that? Now I've got the glitches. Like, what in the hell are you talking about? That's all right. You saw what I sent you.
Oh, she blocked. So I
can't. That's what I said. You was going to roll your eyes the moment I told you who it
was. Oh, man. That's true. She probably still be watching my page. I don't know.
She was just live before the show. I thought about going in there. I was like, I don't know.
I hope Jody got her life together.
Yeah. But you know what NDB said? Because now that stuff ain't going on no more. It needed to be said, and it had to be said the way we were, because we were being nice, and the nice stuff went out the window. It's like, okay, I got to kind of tell you with a little bit of assertiveness. But that's a show for another time.
Right.
But yes. So, yes. Anything else? You have anything else on Seduction 101?
I would just say, if you're a model, invest in your brand.
How many times have you said that on the show, Nay?
I'm just saying, like, because people always ask me, like, how you do this?
They're not
model?
Getting
how, you do, how you do that? Invest in your brand. Invest in your brand. That's the key. Like, don't have to do it. Like, invest. Don't try to low budget yourself. You got to, of course, you're going to start from somewhere. But you shouldn't be where you first started. Like, you have to progress and you have to grow.
That's crazy, because people don't realize, like, you've been putting money into yourself, and people gotta,
exactly.
Like, can't nobody take that away from you, because you put the money in yourself to make it happen.
For that Atlanta trip, I spent over $1,000 that trip.
I be tripping out every time you come to these shows and you said, and you name the prices on, you name the budget you had to spend. I don't think people be realizing, like,
yeah, I spent over $1,000 between. My wig, the red wig I had on in the video was $700 itself.
Mm.
Then the outfit that I had on was $100. Between the pictures and the video, we spent about $600.
Mm.
Then the condo, that was another $600. Then you got to think about the rental. Then you got to think I spent $80 on makeup. Y'all do the math.
I'm over here doing the math. I'm quickly adding it up.
That's over $1,000.
Right. That's crazy. I mean, that's just, only people get it.
Yeah, I got to think about it. For real. Like,
yes,
it ain't, like, you have to invest in yourself. You feel like, you know, if this is something you want to do and you want to brand yourself and you want to become a household name, then you have to take steps to get there. Like, my ultimate goal is to be a household name, to be known. I want Nay Seduction to be known worldwide. Like, I'm trying to be a whole brand, like a brand, like where I'm on reality TV. Like, I have multiple businesses. I have multiple streams of income, whether it's reality TV, being an artist, music videos, my businesses that I run, my nonprofit organization. No, I'm doing this because I'm trying to build for my family. You know, I got family depending on me. I got little sisters that look up to me. So this is my life, period.
But they must be real small.
Shut up. All my little sisters, they taller than me, but
So they're not looking up to you then.
I look up to them a little bit.
Not looking up to you. Nay gonna give me. Nay gonna be on my ass. Oh,
and then,
man.
Also, like, you gotta have a team behind you that's gonna push you, that's gonna market your brand as well.
Exactly.
So, like, if the people that's rocking with me right now, like, that's been rocking with me since day one, baby, when I get that bag, best believe that my motherfuckers, they coming to the top to me, period. So, like, and that includes Steady, period. Like, she's going to be right there with me at the motherfucker's top, period.
I don't see it, motherfuckers. You know, it's, I'm still gonna. I mean, because any day, I still laugh yay or nay. It's ironic because really, did ever really thought that oh nay is actually a good thing because it's you the guy choice is yay or nay, and both of them mean yay in this case. So, ha ha, everybody played themselves.
Oh, exactly. Now I'm in hip hop.
And now you're like, they should have been on the way. You grew up, but they got it ridiculous.
Right. That magazine just dropped on Friday. I am in the new edition of Hip Hop Weekly Magazine. If people don't know who Hip Hop Weekly Magazine is, Hip Hop Weekly Magazine is one of the biggest entertainment magazines in the entertainment industry.
I remember, is it Bizzino involved with that magazine, if I'm not mistaken?
Bizzino, okay. I believe so, yeah. So that's a huge accomplishment for me, making it to Hip Hop Weekly Magazine as an urban model. A lot of models don't make it in Hip Hop Weekly Magazine, so I am blessed that they support my brand or whatever. They have reposted one of my videos on their Instagram as well before, so that was a big accomplishment as well. And then Rip Michaels from Wildin' Out followed me on Instagram as well. I do just remember I said, in October or whatever. This was like 3 months ago, like February or something. No, not 3 months ago, but recently, like a few months ago, I went to the Wildin' Out casting call in Indianapolis. So for Rip Michaels to follow me on Instagram now, that's saying, like, I made it to the show. So y'all probably need to stay tuned for that. Right now, it's postponed due to the coronavirus. But if y'all see me on Wild Now, y'all know why, period. But he followed me on Instagram. So that's huge for me because I was just at the Wild Now casting call. So for him to follow me right now, like, and just follow me yesterday on Instagram, that's huge.
Dude, you said due to the what?
Rip Michaels.
No, due to
the coronavirus.
Oh my goodness. I've been waiting to get real petty with that.
Coronavirus.
Yeah, but nonetheless, again, continually proud of you. Nothing new. We're staying proud of you, but just continue watching you. Just continue growing. Just continue to anyone that ever doubted you, continue to put them to shame. It's just fun to watch. I love because
exactly.
People have done the same to me in my life, and I love watching people that that counted me out just continue to be wrong.
Exactly. Like, period. You can count me out all you want to, but baby, when God got a plan for me, baby, can't nobody break that plan. And let me just say that, period. Baby, can't nobody break that plan. What God got for me, best believe I'm going to have that. And if you mad, you need to take that up with God. Take it up with God. Period.
No, I ain't mad. I'm actually thanking God. I'm asking God, good Lord God, why you give her all that?
Oh, and let's to be clear, because I'm tired of
answering that question.
Myself.
Oh yeah, here you go.
I'm tired of repeating myself. My ass is real. I have never got ass shots today in my life. My ass is real. It's natural. It's really me. They didn't see me in real life. He's seen my ass is not fake. Like, it's real.
Yeah. I wasn't gonna get extra real, but I'm gonna be good. I was gonna say I felt it. It's definitely real. I felt it in the club. It is definitely real. Facts. for those still talking that shit.
For real.
Coronavirus! Coronavirus!
Yes. Okay. Okay. I was being petty. I was over here in the midst of that. I was adding a new button to our soundboard. So yeah, definitely. Again, that was. Oh, by the way, I'm kind of brave.
You hating assholes ain't got to repost my video. You hating assholes. I know you hating assholes. Watch. It's okay though. It's okay though. But I know y'all watching.
I'm definitely watching. Nonetheless, you know what? I got one more question. Like Seduction 101. We got. I'm telling you, we ain't even left this segment yet. One more thing. Okay, are you gonna like? I got suggestions for you. You know, I'm doing a strategy talk right here on the air. Suggesting your OnlyFans. So there's some videos you don't even have that you even have up anymore. I think you should put those videos on OnlyFans.
Man, stupid.
Cause there's one that ain't up no more. People need to go see There's a few. There's that one. That one that was in dang it. It was like. What song was they sample? It was like where you had like the champagne or whatnot, or the wine. I can't. You know what I'm talking about?
I think. I'm not sure.
I think it was. Yeah, if I can remember. Yeah, it was. Yeah, that was a dope one. That was. Woo. And it was another great song. So, yes. Nonetheless, yeah, that is this is it for Seduction 101. Which, by the way, I'm working on the button for that. By the next episode, we will have an official Seduction 101 button. Because you know, it's just not right. We already got this for Crickets of the Week, which is coming up next. We gotta have a Seduction 101 button, and I already know the Seduction 101 button is gonna be. I just gotta have to go make it, so I'm ready.
Okay.
But yes, again, we're gonna go ahead and jump. Shoot, because we got about like 16 minutes left, and y'all know sometimes I can talk my ass off, and we still got reminisce and all that, so we got a lot to talk about. So. I am going to go ahead and go on to the next. We'll be back at this few drops, and we'll be back here on Life of the Dust Live. Your boy City J and your girl Nay Seduction.
Hey, this is Kula Von Seal, also known as Queen Kong, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live. Come get some, baby.
This is Perry, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
This is CJ Sway, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
What's good? This is Lazy Hustlers, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live with Seti J and Nay Seduction.
All right, we're back here on Life After Dusk Live. Shout out to Lazy Hustlers. Showing love. I should give us name recognition there. Love it. But yes, so... I just heard Seduction 101 here on Life That Does Live. We are moving to a segment I do here every week where I get to my extra petty mode, which is Crickets of the Week. All right, so my Crickets of the Week, I'm going to have to give it to the Sunday people, which, by the way, the reason why that sound effect definitely had to be uploaded, because pretty much for a while, this whole, and I think everything is going to pertain to this during Crickets of the Week for a while.
Coronavirus!
Yes, coronavirus. The quarantines is going to, some of the people, man, that have been wilding out during these quarantines, bruh. So... I'm just letting y'all know right now. So there's some courses we're supposed to be receiving. Certain individuals will be receiving stimulus checks coming up. to be able to, you know, as a relief due to all this whole making us stay in the house and all that business going on. So, yeah, some of us will be receiving stimulus packages. Now, I am letting people know right now. I am letting you know right now, bro. Do not act like, I mean, you do what the hell you really, you can do what the hell you want to do with your money. But, man, utilize this as time to actually help yourself get on your feet. Don't be going around acting a goddamn fool, wilding out. Y'all like, oh, cat, you know, I'm about to blow some bags. Get the hell out. This ain't about blowing bags. It's really about you helping yourself. Because we have to deal with
coronavirus.
So I need y'all to get together, man. Don't be running around here acting the goddamn fool, acting like you ain't got no home training. So I'm telling y'all right now, get your act together, bro. Ain't nobody got time for that. So yes, which by the way. So Cardi B, there's a report out on page 6 that, this is old, but Cardi B wants to get paid for the remix of her famous Rent, which, you know, was, that was by Sway the Remix Guy, with Sway the Remix Guy being responsible for so many classic remix songs based on certain sound effects that or rants people have done. So yeah, so she's wanting to get paid for that. I'm kind of indifferent on that. I mean, yeah, you are kind of using a person's likeness, and the fact that somebody famous, it is going to, of course, it's going to boost notoriety towards you. So yeah, understand that to a degree, but also as well. If the artist is not necessarily if it's out there for Creative Commons purpose, which means they're not selling that song, then that's cool. You can't really knock them for that. So yeah, it's pretty much most part public domain. If you didn't copyright the sound, so by not copyrighting it, hell, that's kind of, yeah. Guy, I mean, that you're going to start copyrighting rents. Other than that, I mean, it's kind of free domain. My main point is, people with these stimulus checks, man, just be wise about it. I'm telling you, like, utilize this as an opportunity to get yourself where you need to get and not have to be so just drowning in so much stuff, man. So, again, utilize this to your advantage. Do not run around, just go blow it for no reason. It's just stupid. That's just, but again, you do what you want to do with your money. It's your money. I can't tell you what to do with it. I'm just telling you, this is what the purpose of it is for, is to help relief. And yes, in a sense, there are some people that are banking, there are some businesses that are banking on people being ignorant of their money, because it's going to definitely boost the economy for sure. But I mean, really ain't going to be a lot of commerce stuff going on. A lot of people are in debt because of this. So a lot of people going to be taking care of the business. Some people going to be taking care of the business they need to be taken care of. So, hey, some of y'all companies out there, don't think y'all just going to start cash. Y'all just going to start winning off of people so easily. Just make sure y'all are aware of it. So, yeah, that's pretty much, for the most part, my crickets of the week is going to the group of people out there that's going to, you know, is not really sure they want to do their stimulus check, and they really think about doing some stage one fuckery. Think about it, bro. Is it all this? Because really, just again, the stimulus package is just pretty much a way to help us relief for how to be quarantined from
coronavirus.
So yeah. So if you fit that mode, guess what you get for the week. Yeah, so that is it for Cricket of the Week. Appreciate everybody. We got our last segment, which is Reminisce. Reminisce is a segment we'll be doing every show. We've been doing it since the 11th anniversary show. We needed to do it last week because of some crazy technical problems. But we geared this week, so thank God. Thank you for that. And Ray Reminisce is going to work is me and Nate both share. We share a thought. We share a moment that we, one of our favorite moments from the show. And we do that every show for y'all because, hell, we got so many. So I'm going to start with Nate first. Nate, what's one of your favorite moments from the show?
One of my favorite moments. That's a hard one.
Make sure I say this ahead of time. You have to pick. I mean, you got plenty you can pick because we gonna do it every week. So, bam.
I'm gonna go with probably when the girl came on speaking about how she got a different kind of cancer from breast implants.
Yeah.
So that was a very good thing to touch on for those who are thinking about getting something done like that.
Yeah, that was deep. I still talked to her the other day. She just actually sent me something the other day. But yeah, so definitely agree on that. Yeah, that was a great show for sure. And I've met her. I actually met her in person and actually, actually had a shoot with her. And again, like she said, hell, if she didn't tell me, I wouldn't have known she had breast implants.
Yeah.
Because she didn't get, she got them done so naturally looking that she couldn't tell unless she told you. So that was a dope show. Definitely. All right, so I got a favorite moment. And some people might say, damn, that's a favorite moment. Okay, so one of my favorite moments of the show. And, I get y'all. Luckily, it's a segment every show because I don't have to be forced to, like, pick, like, one over another and go, like, damn it, I should have said that one. I'm glad I have choices. And, okay, so I would have to say probably one of the best, one of my favorite memories that we had on the show was when me and Nate were actually interviewing this model. Her name was Tori Marie, and it was a reason why I picked that one was because it was like one of the first interviews that was like great. After remember that period of time where bad interview after bad interview after bad interview, like who the fuck are these people that's coming on the show? Like it was like almost choking us to death. Like what? Like if you're gonna come on here, don't come into that dry ass energy. So yeah, we had to deal with it, and these people were just so dry, like. And so, yeah, that was, like, one of the first great ones after so many horrible ones that I deal with. It was, like, a few back-to-back horrible ones. But it was, like, one, I remember it was one right before that one that was great. But the Tori Marie one was really fun. And we was really getting to her business. Like, it's ironic. And the reason why I'm tying this also this memory thing, because back then, I remember we asked her a question. We asked her, is she going, we were talking about how, like, there's gay marriage, same-sex marriage or not, that has been approved in some states and pretty much nationally. But, we asked her, like, is the person that she was dating, that she's been dating for a while, and that was back in 2017, that was, like, in 2018, or are they going to get, with all that being said, were they going to get married? And flash forwarding to about a week ago, she actually, her girlfriend actually, proposed to her, which she said yes, by the way. So she actually got this on camera and everything. And so, yeah, it's kind of like, I love talking about some of these memories because sometimes it kind of puts things in perspective of stuff going on now. So, again, that was great. Great in itself. So, yeah. But, yeah. So, yeah, that is it, man, for Reminisce. When I reminisce over you, my God. Okay. Okay, so now we getting close to the show in a moment. I want to make sure I give a public service announcement. So to those that are avid fans of Human Cameras Magazine, we have a huge update with that. So because of all the stuff that's been going on with the, all the stuff that has been going on this quarantine from the
coronavirus.
We had decided Human Cameras that we are going to postpone the theme that was going to be for the April issue. So the April issue is so there won't be an April issue, but we might bring the theme back in different capacity. Yeah, we're definitely bringing the theme back. It was definitely a great one, but because all the stuff that's been going on, it's kind of made it hard to really let a lot of people to execute time or be able to do these things. We are postponing that, but the one for May is still in play. So you still won't be involved in the May issue. You still can do that. Just go follow Human Cameras Mag on Instagram to be able to catch up with it, as well as you can simply go to acmag.dustspot.com, and that gives you all the information too. So go there. Now, you have any public service announcements you want to make?
So check out that video. You can subscribe to my OnlyFans and the link in my bio, Nay_Productions, and my link in bio on Instagram. Just go check out that video. Follow me on Snapchat, Nay Production everywhere. Just you can Google Nay Production and you'll be able to find my social media too down there. But just stay tuned. Y'all know I don't really be telling what I got going on. It ain't nothing we can even really do right now anyway. But I just want to say, y'all stay safe and stay healthy and stay positive.
That's what's up. Reminder to everybody to the show. If you have missed any parts of the show, there's a simple central hub to be able to view all this, to view the show, read the information. Heck, we've been taking time to design the hell out of it. You can't miss it. Go to dustspot.com/dustspotradio. You'll be able to enjoy the show there. And yeah, thank us later. Definitely be doing some rehaul to the page. You will see, if you go there, you will actually see you see the banner up there. You also see you'll be able to see the buttons of all the places that we are syndicated at, which include TuneIn, iTunes, iHeartMedia, which is iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, and of course Blog Talk Radio. When you click any of those buttons, it will take you to the respective platform to listen to them. And we have a new contact. There's a new way to contact us. You can be able to use the contact button on the site, on the page, if you're trying to get ads, you're trying to become a guest of the show, or trying to submit music. You can contact us there. There's even a player with the most 6 recent episodes, and of course bios are both myself and Nay Seduction. So go there. Again, that's dustspot.com/dustspotradio. Go there, show some love. That being said, we are getting ready to check out everybody. As we leave, remind you, everything you do, hold on. Before I get ready to check out, I'm going to open this line. Guess if you ain't got nothing important, if you ain't got nothing good to say, you're going to be clowning. You're going to get hung up on, so it better be good. Who we got for 951?
Hello?
Hello? Too long. All right, thank you, everybody. Remind you, everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, well, there's a J. Oh, there's a
Nay or you.
Away. Got to another episode of Life of the Dust Live for your boy Teddy J and your girl
Nay Production.
And caller for the 951, next time you want to call in, make sure you call into the show early enough, sir, because we are getting ready to end the show. And make sure, because don't take so long when you open your line, especially when you get that much time left. All right, we are out, y'all. Peace.
Peace.